Track 11. Turn back to Moscow Street, which was named for an Italian-American community activist, and walk up the hill. At the top of the hill, on the left side of the street, look at the last stained glass window on the side of the Church of the Transfiguration at the corner of Moscow and Mott Street. This is the image of St. Patrick, patron saint of Ireland, and sacred to the thousands of Irish who lived in this neighborhood when it was called Five Points. Some think there are shamrocks on the vestments worn by St. Patrick. Does it look like shamrocks to you? Now turn left onto Mott Street. Stop in front of the church, called the Church of the Immigrants by 19th century New Yorkers. It is the oldest Catholic church building in New York City. In 1801, a community of English-speaking Protestants built this church. By the 1850s, they had moved out as thousands of extremely poor Irish immigrants moved into the neighborhood, having fled a devastating potato famine in Ireland. While Five Points was notorious for high rates of crime, prostitution, and violence, it was also home to these Irish men and women who lived, worked, and raised their families here. The Irish and Germans were the first massive waves of immigrants who were too poor to move out to farmland outside of the city. Instead, they lived in densely populated ethnic neighborhoods and formed ethnic Catholic parishes like this one. As historical detectives, we have seen that buildings still standing today, especially churches, banks, and funeral parlors, are a rich source of historical evidence. The Church of the Transfiguration furnishes additional clues to the layers of immigrant groups who lived in this neighborhood. If you went around to the back entrance of the Most Precious Blood Church, you saw the sign on the wall advertising the undertaker, Charles Bacigalupo. Look at the sign you see on the front of the Church of the Transfiguration as you turn the corner onto Mott Street. Write down the name and ethnicity of the undertaker listed there. Now look at the plaque on the right side of the church door, which announces the times and languages of Sunday Mass. You can sit on the bench there and make a few notes. What languages are the Masses given in? This former Irish, then Italian church holds Mass today in two Chinese languages as well as in English. That is because earlier Chinese immigrants were from Canton province and mainly spoke Cantonese. After the 1965 immigration law ended the restrictions on Asian immigrants, Mandarin-speaking Chinese began to arrive in the United States. Now look at the plaque on the far left side of the main door, the Roll of Honor, which lists the names of the young men from the neighborhood who died in World War I. As was the case with the Italian and Chinese funeral homes and the Moneta Yellow restaurant on Mulberry Street, this plaque provides us with evidence of the neighborhood succession from Little Ireland to Little Italy. Can you figure out which of the names are Italian and which are Irish? Remember that Italian names often end in vowels, such as Marini or Bacigalupo. Write down the non-Italian names listed here. What does the list of names on this plaque tell you about the neighborhood in the early decades of the 20th century? What does the name of the undertaker on the wall suggest about the contemporary community?